Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I gotta take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You gotta take in all those big aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
Should have never been a fad. The black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're just sipping on some lime beer and talking records here.
Yeah, man. The Chelada from the good folks at Cruz Blanca. And thoroughly surprised that you can find super cool vinyl at places like Walmart and Target, exclusive to those places.
Mm-hmm.
So very cool. I was talking about Amy Winehouse with like a super cool pink colorway.
Yeah, Taylor Swift always has a vinyl.
Taylor Swift has like 20 fucking records.
But she always has a Target exclusive one. So, but yeah, this lime sea salt tropical lager from Cruz Blanca.
Yeah, this is Chelada. And it's funny because I was telling Brad, they're throwing a party called Chelada Fest. And then we saw Chelada on the can and we're like, I guess it's half of the Michelada?
Right. It's Michelada with tomato juice. It's the Mexican Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
So the Chelada is just minus the Mitch.
Yeah, well, minus the Mitch. I don't mind it, though. You know, I'm not super into Micheladas, but the lime and sea salt in the beer, in the lager, I don't mind it.
And then on the can, it says make it a Chelada cocktail. Serve over ice with a shot of tequila. I am a tequila-free household, so
that's funny.
Did not have any.
I'm tequila-free, goddammit.
Since 92.
Cruz Blanca, they're still advertising on every expressway with their all their ads. And, the Cruz Blanca newsletter, they have recipes now. So I saw a recipe for their Scorsese tacos. So I made that recently.
Oh, it was good.
It's got ingredients I wouldn't typically use. Like their rub has cinnamon in it. Mm. I don't usually go cinnamon in my rub. This is a good if you don't know how to make your marinade.
You mix it up.
It's good. It's good for that. And that calls for the beer. You know, it's a good excuse to drink the beer. Yeah. So that's cool.
I feel like I like this beer, and lime seems to be the ingredient of summer 2024. Mm-hmm. But I think the salt doesn't make it refreshing. It's like missing I just want to
the sound effect is
chug
good.
It and
I get what you mean. There's a nice, very present salt mid palate, and I don't mind it, but I understand that it is there.
Right. But you need a glass of water. It's like you're eating lime tortilla chips.
It's almost like a lime and salt rim. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like big lime. Big salt.
This beer is making me thirsty. Yeah. And then on the table, we also have some of the latest Deepwoods stuff.
Yeah, so the Deepwoods is back for 2025. They don't take much time off.
No.
So this is VSOJ. That's very special old jacket for those who everybody should know what VSOJ is. And then there's a cherry VSOJ.
Okay. In the big can.
19.2. So this is their 2010 variant collection. So I think they're just running back all the greatest hits and making it available in a tall boy can. Well, the tall boy 16. What do you call a 19.2? They're making it available in a giant 19.2 can.
Okay.
And it's just a tribute to their library. So.
It's a big hitter.
Yeah, somebody did. Oh, that was a Lagunitas. No, Lagunitas was one hitter.
One hitter. One hitter. Okay.
The one hitter series was there.
Was Frank Thomas's beer in it? 1600.
When he made it up in Wisconsin, no.
Okay.
When he made it, by the time he started making it a Wild Onion, I just did not care about it. I'm like, you, I love you, man, but you gotta. This beer is rough.
Can't do it. Yeah. Okay. So we may dive into this cherry as we're talking here. And then there's also a coconut VSOJ or just coconut?
No, just coconut Deeth.
Okay.
So these are all repeats. Cherry VSOJ made an appearance at Great Taste of the Midwest.
Okay.
I want to say like 5 years ago now. And then the anniversary beer for Revolution's tenure was a cherry version of VSOJ.
Right. Okay.
But they just called it 10. It had the big red X on it.
Yeah.
So that was VSOJ with cherry.
I might still have one of those.
It might be good. Okay. You know, honestly, I think, because I think Death by Cherry is an underrated variant from them, they do a good job with cherry.
Okay.
I wonder what they're using.
We might just have to start running it back.
Oh, because, yeah, you had a few of them.
Right. Let's see what we got.
Yeah.
But I think for a while we were doing, like, cellar things.
Yeah, yeah.
Pulling out some old stuff, so we may have to just run Deepwood series.
I think it'd be fun. Some of them are really good. Mm-hmm. I think most of them are really good. There's some outliers. I'm not all in on Gravedigger, Billy.
Okay.
I'm not all in on Life Jacket either. I don't. That wasn't my jam.
Okay, I don't remember that one.
That was the one that's got, it's like a lifesaver. So it was like a tropical. It was a tropical straitjacket.
Hmm.
Yeah. It tasted better in the can. It tasted way better on draft.
Okay.
For some reason. But in the can, I was like, I do not understand what this was supposed to be.
I can't even like picture that can of that one.
Yeah. It was actually a very sweet can because it had some like deep oranges, like a peach colored orange in the colorway, and like a sea foam blue. Like, and those are, and you know, most of these cans are typically kind of very bold and dark, you know. So that's the only reason I remember it, because it had the colors in the can were a lot different.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, we may have to start running that back. So look for that soon then. The only thing I went to this past week was Square Roots Fest.
Right on. That's a street fest in Lincoln Park? No, Lincoln Square.
But it's also kind of a beer fest.
Right.
Maplewood had a patio set up. Beguile had a patio set up.
Yeah.
Dovetail had a patio set up. That was it. Yeah. Dovetail might have two. And then Dovetail was made a beer like Hoppin' Fender, or I took a picture of it and posted it.
It's their, it was this year's version of, wasn't it their instead of the Maybach, they made this beer?
Yeah.
It recently came out.
Maybe.
Right?
And they said it was brewed for Square Roots Fest. They had cans for it. It was tasty.
Yeah.
I had one of them, but I think I ended up drinking two Green Torches.
From Half Acre?
Right.
Yeah, I think the Dovetail one, I think it's like a hoppy Hef, I think.
Yeah, that sounds, yeah. Hop Fender, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it's got a strange name, almost like they either made it up or I just never heard that style.
Right. It was good, but when you're outside in that heat, you're just like, oh, Green Torch is great.
Yeah.
Even though they misprinted it and said Green Torch was 6%.
That's not true.
No.
I wish they weren't liars, you know, over at the
Square Roots Fest. I know. Yeah.
So they got, I know they got the old town school of folk music over there, and they do live music up and down. It's like their block party.
Yeah.
And then there's like a lot of like vendors for like
art and
food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then ran into Kevin from Beguile, from Beguile.
Nice.
There.
The old Beguile.
He was talking that is open, or they did a soft open.
Yeah, at their new Malt Row facility,
mm-hmm.
The old Urban Brew Labs.
Right.
When I say Urban, I want to say Chestnut.
Okay.
But Urban Brew Labs.
Brew Labs, but yeah. It was Urban Renewal.
Yeah. Oh.
Right.
Then who's Urban Brew Labs?
That's the same. They were. Remember, they were.
Oh, they started as Urban Renewal, changed to Urban Brew Labs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I forgot.
And then he said they are expanding. Next door, they were going to go upstairs, back upstairs, but they decided the space opened next door to them, so they are going to have more space. He didn't really say if it was brewing, storage.
Yeah, is it going to be just
consumer
for cans?
Consumer-facing.
That's what Revs did. They
puppies.
Bought the place next door and said, yeah, it's for our cans. We got so many cans. We got too many cans. We can't maneuver these cans, so we bought the place next door just for cans.
Crazy.
I mean, they got a lot of cans. Oh, shit. We got five of their cans right here.
That's true.
Yeah.
So that's exciting for Beguile, whatever
Yeah.
Their plans with that. That means growing, expanding in a sense.
If they're on the rooftop. If they put in a rooftop, then they'll be added to the rooftop brewery list right next to.
Yeah, I don't think they're doing that.
Oh, that'd be cool, though.
They don't even have floor two. They need to take floor two first.
Yeah, I mean, Bagal's a weird operation, right? Because they brew at
Great Central.
Right. But then they were hosting, and before that they were hosting the good folks at Saint Laurent.
Right.
So they've always had capacity to host other people, but then they were brewing some of their beers at Great Central. That is an interesting choice. I wonder why that's part of their model.
Yeah, I think they're probably just running more of the stuff just for the tap room out of that brewery. Like, they're doing the weekly flavors. They did lemon. Lime is this weekend.
For what, like boat shoes or something?
I think he said they're mixing it up. They're doing it in different beers. So it's not the same beer with lime, same beer with lemon, same beer with cherry or pineapple.
Okay.
They're seeing what beer would work best with that flavor.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
It's not a 3-1-2 kind of thing.
Man, and I think they skipped on all their flavors this year, right? Did you hear anything?
I didn't hear anything. I actually haven't even seen 3-1-2 Shanty this year.
Which was the fastest selling beer in Goose Island history.
Right.
The lemon shandy.
I've seen 3-1-2 around, but 3-1-2 Shanty.
I gotta be honest, haven't seen it. Also wasn't looking.
I wasn't really looking, but sometimes it's on the menu.
Okay.
Especially I saw Oberon recently and it was sold out. And I was like, oh, I would have had an Oberon.
But. I've been to places where, like I was saying, telling you, I was at a restaurant and I got a Guinness. If I had saw 3-1-2 Shanty, I'd have probably got that.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was hot. And Guinness was the only thing that had to make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want whatever the fuck else this is.
We did, rather than eating at the Street Fest, we went into Warbler right there.
I don't know what that
on
is.
On the street. Had a burger, had a Beguile there.
The old Beguile. The artist formerly known as Argyle.
Right. All beers are $10 at Square Roots Fest. Cocktails were $12.
You might just go cocktail at that point.
I guess. And so we went in somewhere where we're like, how about $8?
When I was at Windy City Smokeout, and it was Three Dots and a Dash was there, and Mamacita has a huge that's at Gila Seltzer.
Okay.
They have a huge installation. And then, Shinerbach is really the only beer that you're just excited to see because I never ordered Shinerbach.
Sure.
But, there's a tequila company selling these $60 drinks in a big-ass fishbowl.
On the street?
This was at Windy City.
Oh, wait,
at Windy City Smokeout.
Okay.
So I'm like, you either get like a water jug, workout water jug full of Mai Tai from Three Dots, or you go get a fishbowl from, it's Casamigos that does the fishbowls.
Hmm.
I'm just like, these beers don't stand a chance. I mean, because same thing. Beers are like 10, 11 bucks each.
Right. And I could just do this one and then I have to get back up. I'm probably good. I should be good at a fishbowl.
Get this here Shinerbach, and then we're going straight to the fishbowl.
And then we ended up, after we left Square Roots, went all the way down to Rizzi's Beer Stoop. Not Rizzi's Beer Stoop.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Rizzi's Beer Stoop? Rizzi's. Yeah.
They say Nick Floyd hangs out there.
All German, Bavarian, kind of beers.
Yeah.
I had a dark lager there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good.
There you go.
And I wasn't tricked into thinking it was I was told it was a dark lager.
Oh, it wasn't an even Kolsch.
Yeah.
I cannot believe. It's been years. I still can't believe they hit us with the even Kolsch. Because it was at the end of our romp, and I was excited for you.
To have a Kolsch.
The evening Kolsch. And I'm like, it's a Kolsch they serve. You know, when it gets dark. It kind of find out this ain't a Kolsch at all.
Right. But the coming from Square Roots where we were drinking, beers in the heat to then be over at a German beer bar drinking, classic beers was kind of nice.
They got TVs in this joint?
I don't think. Maybe. We sat outside, so there's no TVs outside.
All you need is beer and conversation.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
So. That was my only stop. That's a pretty good stop. Square Roots Fest and Beer Stube.
So a whole lot more than I did, man.
Okay.
I didn't do
you
jack.
You just drinking Guinness.
I didn't do jack shit. I went to a restaurant in the burbs, and I drank a Guinness, and it was very lame.
Okay.
So all I can do is talk about upcoming events.
All right. Well, let's open this cherry let's do that. While we get into that.
Yeah, man. Cherry VSOJ. Not a lot of deets on the can. Bourbon barrel aged with cherries, man.
Okay.
I guess that's all we need to know, Brad.
I wish this was just a little more refreshing.
I understand exactly what you're saying. We got the Half Acre Baby Cups here. I don't know if the sound's picking up there. All right. That head goes away super quick.
Yeah.
So while Brad's pouring, we'll pull up events. Well, there's definitely two events we talked about before the show. One is this Chilada Fest.
Yeah.
That's next weekend, July 27th, I believe.
Okay.
And then also the International Skewers Invitational from the good folks at Mars Brewing. So let's dive into this Chilada Fest and see what kind of deets we got here. So this sounds fun. It's called Lagers and Friends. It's a Chela Fest.
Chela Fest, okay.
Which is kind of a riff on the Chela.
Chelada.
Yeah. Lagers and Friends is going to have Cervecia Paradista. You ever heard of them?
No.
Me either. They might be foreign. Casa Humilde, Goldfinger, Dovetail, Old Irving, Maplewood, Miller High Life, it's a champagne of beers.
Sure.
Yeah. It says it right on the can. Hopewell and Hot Butcher for the World. Side note, where was I at? I was somewhere. Oh, I was at West Fest. And the only beer you could get was like High Life or Miller Lite. But it's a fest, so you can't get the bottle. So you got to get $8 High Life and drink it out of a plastic cup.
Really? Not even like a can?
Right.
Okay.
So I'm out. I bought some shades.
No drinking.
I only like High Life if I can see the girl on the moon in the bottle. Am I alone here?
I like High Life as my last or second last beer where I'm saying I'm leaving, but I'm having a High Life and then I'm leaving. And then maybe there's one more, but then it's kind of like I'm going to have this glass of water and then I'm out of here.
So okay.
It's kind of like that's typically when I go for a High Life.
Okay. I do like High Life. It tastes better out the bottle.
Yeah, it's kind of like Corona. Why would I ever, if I saw Corona on draft.
For $8 in a plastic cup.
I'd be like, no, I need it. Even on the cruise ship, we were drinking Coronas in the can, in the skinny cans, and you shove the lime in the cans. That's fine, not as good, but it's the best when it's in the bottle with the lime and everything. Then it's like, oh, that's great. But Corona on draft, that would feel so weird.
You can GFY with your Corona on draft. That's what you can do, bud. Oh, yeah. All right. So I'm just glad I'm not alone there. But, yeah, this sounds like a good hang. So you get, I think you buy, it's free. It's free to get in, but they're offering these $25 packages. So if you buy the package, you get $25 worth of drink tickets.
Okay.
I think what it comes out to be like $30 worth of drink tickets for the 25. So buying you a beer if you buy some beers in advance.
Okay.
But it's you don't need to buy the package to get in. And you know they got a good space, man. They got the upstairs and the downstairs. I never go there when they're doing both. Usually upstairs is closed whenever I go.
Right.
To the old Cruz Blanca. Do they have a roof?
I don't think so. I'm obsessed with roofs today.
I was thinking about what breweries got roofs.
So you can just buy. As you go.
You could just show up to this thing. Okay. To Lagers and Friends. It's from noon to 6 on July 27th.
That's cool. Okay.
Yeah. And then, blah, blah, blah. They're going to be cooking, but then they're also going to have people showing up.
Okay.
To share food. Yeah.
Nice.
So there's that going on. And then there's a...
You know what's tomorrow? It'll be this episode. This will already happen, but
yeah.
Biker Dudes at Hot Butcher for the World.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. When is that?
Friday.
Oh.
July 19th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What time is that?
5.
Oh, man. That's in play, bud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, It's in my top three power rankings.
That's the closest you're ever get to your house.
He's never comes to the city. What's he? I'm surprised he's in the city.
I think it said it was Hot Butcher. I was like, is there another Hot? Like, he's not going out to Bedford Park.
I mean, there is a Hot Butcher in Bedford Park.
Right.
But that would be dumb. Maybe, I don't know. But if he's going here,
you got dinner now.
It's kind of hard to say no.
Right.
That's a good call. I didn't see that. Get Skewered. It's the first Skewer Invitational, the Art of the Skewer. This is Mars Brewing. So Mars is inviting friends out just like Cruz Blanca is. And but they're grilling. So
is it grilled skewers? More kebabs?
Exactly. So
or like Roboto Grill kind of thing?
This new annual food event features skewer meats and vegetables from Slovakia to kebabs to kushiyaki to sak koang and more.
Okay.
I just said a bunch of words I've never heard before.
Grilled things on sticks.
Exactly.
I guess that's a skewer.
From different cultures, right? So, they're just listing all the restaurants that are showing up. So, Matthias Merges. I've heard that name before.
Yeah.
Mitokaya. Mitokaya is pretty good, actually. Kimchi, which is right next door. Three Little Pigs. Rootstock, Pink Salt, Tony B. I don't know any of these other guys. Grumpy Skewers. Yeah, that's a ticketed event at a brewery for food.
Nice.
Yeah.
So this cherry VSOJ, it's good, but I feel like my problem with so much cherry stuff is I think of cough medicine.
It's hard not to.
Right.
Even if it's good.
Is this
even if I had a cherry cocktail, a frozen cherry slushy cocktail, I would in part think of that. The only time
does cough medicine still taste like that?
I don't know. I usually hit the emergency or the oil of oregano if I feel like I'm getting sick. But I rarely get cough medicine now. But we've all had it over time.
Right, but like DayQuil and NyQuil doesn't taste like that. That tastes like different. But like the cough, like Robitussin tastes like this.
Yeah, it's difficult to get around that.
Yeah.
Even if you like the taste of cherry. Mm-hmm. The only time I thought the taste of cherry was killer in a beer was the Creek Slushy at the Dovetail Party.
Right. I'm like,
whatever they're doing to this.
It was a sour.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
That's a good call. It's the sour cherry. Sour cherry works. Yeah, because, I mean, Belgians do it all the time.
Right.
Sour cherry works. But if we're not talking sour cherry, it's hard to unassociate other stuff you've had, even if you like the beer. Like, I like this beer.
Yeah.
That's why I'm glad we're sharing it, because I'm like, man, I hope Brad wants to open it, because you can't take 19.2 down.
You won't be coughing for a while. Damn. But yeah, it's good.
I'm glad I'm trying it. And then the head dissipates very quickly.
Right.
Like, it's a very still product. It almost pours like a mead in that respect. And I wonder if that's what they're kind of mimicking, maybe. Because if you compare this to a mead, then it's like, oh, okay. It's a very approachable, very rich in flavor, not cloyingly sweet, delicious mead.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we're going for?
I don't know.
I'd like to know more about this one. I miss Revolution, man. And I tell them this all the time. Every time I see them, I'm like, you know, between Goose and Revolution, you know, they go out of their way to nerd out and explain the logic behind some of the stuff they do, more so than anybody else. They just really take time to sit down and answer a bunch of dumbass questions. But then more importantly, they just have a presentation on, hey, this is what we were thinking, and then this is how we came to this beer.
Yeah.
And I wish they did that more, you know?
Yeah, that'd be like, I feel like everyone's just pushing the products, get them out there. We don't need to explain it.
Yeah, it's all sold out.
Right, so people are either, they're already in or they're out, and us telling them where we pick their cherries from isn't going to make one more person buy this or not.
Fair, so it's like, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
That's one way to look at it, I guess.
But yeah, having those stories are nice.
Yeah. If you're into, that's the only comparison I can draw. If you're in, because I've been to, since we're talking about mead, there's a meadery on the northwest side. They got a really cool logo. I think it's called Windy City Mead.
Okay.
It's like on Elston. you know, maybe like just past Irving. So let's just say, you know, Montrose and Elston, something like that.
Yeah.
I've been there before.
Okay.
And I don't like meat. It's too fucking sweet.
That's why I haven't been. And that's why I think there was an episode we talked about the meatery on the south side does like seltzer meats. Or did I come up with seltzer meats? Like
maybe
basically
not,
like sparkling meats.
Because their meats are a lot... Their meats are thinner in nature, all of them. The one on the south side.
Right. Give me sparkling meats.
What's the name of that joint?
It's in Beverly.
Yeah, it's over there by the two breweries down there.
Yeah.
And they've been around for a while. It's not the same class as like the Shrams. But if you like a meat that's kind of reminds me of VSOJ, where it's like, hey, we're trying to hit some balance points here.
Right. We're making thick syrup.
Exactly. If you like that kind of meat. Then that place is actually pretty good. Damn, what's the name of that joint? I'm drawing a blank because I've only been once and I've never seen their stuff.
I've never been. I've just heard you mention it. Somebody I work with has mentioned it.
But yeah, it reminds me of a very well crafted meat. This Jerry VSOJ.
Mm-hmm. And I think he did say you can blend meats there.
Wild blossom.
They let you blend them with sparkling water or something, so you get more of a drink than a meat.
The world's oldest fermented beverage, if you listen to the Vikings, or you know, people who are descendants of Vikings, that's what they say.
Okay.
You know, with honey. I'm like, okay, whatever. I don't have a horse.
You're a Viking. You might. Don't hurt me.
She'll go left real quick if I disagree with this fucking Viking. Oh, but the only reason I'm bringing up mead as a comparison, because remember they had Strawberry Jacket?
Yeah.
And Strawberry Jacket deliberately tasted like a cocktail. So right. That's what I was saying. Like, hey, I don't know. Maybe Cherry VSOJ is supposed to taste like a mead. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Not bad. Big to take down in a 19-ounce can. But.
Yeah. It's nice. What's the ABV on this, man?
It didn't say, but it did say part of our 2010 collection.
Yeah, maybe it's on the bottom here. 14.4.
Oh, so that's almost less than I thought it would be.
Yeah, the cherry's gonna bring it down. It's got no edges, probably because it's VSOJ. Mm. Yeah, so it's right. Just kind of there's undertones of like some maltiness and a little bit of like bright cherry.
Sure,
but. That rhythm of like sweet cherry is like over the top over all of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, any other events or anything else you saw? Who closed this week?
Anyone I think close? That's all I saw. Oh, shout out to Goldfinger. They're turning 4.
Oh, nice.
So Goldfinger's doing a fest. I'm gonna actually go to Goldfinger, man. I really like Goldfinger. Goldfinger's turning 4, and Goldfinger's doing a party. It's called their 4th Lagerversary. There's going to be live music and more. And this will be July 20th. Oh, so this is this weekend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So good for them. I'm a big fan of Goldfinger, man.
Nice. I think I'm going to go to Makushla and Double Clutch this weekend. Bike ride.
That ought to be a good ride.
Yeah.
Shout out to Double Clutch. I saw them at Windy City Smokeout.
Okay.
And if you ever go to... the dock at Montrose Harbor. They got that little, it's a restaurant with a little outside bar there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, at Montrose Beach. Oh, mm-hmm. They got Double Clutch on draft. They got like 4 Double Clutch.
I've never seen Double Clutch on draft anywhere.
Happened to be over there. And I'm like, oh, they got a Double Clutch Sour Wheat. They got a Double Clutch Hazy IPA. They got 2 Double Clutch Lagers. Hmm. I'm like, hell yeah. These other ones are not now, but give me the lager.
Even going to Double Clutch, I'm going to have a hard time not drinking the Kolsch and whatever
the smoke?
The lager, just the regular lager.
Yeah.
I just want those when I go there. I'm like almost afraid to try one of the other ones.
I'm like that when I go to Art History.
Okay.
Like Art History, they got all this capacity now because they own Geneva Lager Works. Big production brewery like around the corner. So when you go to Art History, in the beginning when you went, it was all lagers.
Right.
Now when you go, they got stouts and IPAs and all this other shit. I'm like, no.
Anyway, give me the Bauhaus.
Oh, yeah. I'll just have a... Oh, you got a Bach? I'll take that. I'm staying in my lane. I'm not trying all this other shit. I don't want your IPA. I'm sure it's good.
I'm sure it's probably very good. Same with Double Clutch. It's probably very good. Came here. Maybe someone else I'm with will have it, and I can have a little sip.
Yeah. That would be good. I'm kind of jealous. I'd never get up there.
So, it should be good. Good ride, good weekend for it.
And you heard that Soul and Smoke probably moved into the old Metropolitan space.
Right.
Okay. How do you feel about that?
Soul
and Smoke's a barbecue joint in the city.
Right. Good for the space.
Something's in there.
I think people just want a space to go to. So hopefully it's more of a... You can just grab a table and maybe order food. It's not like a wait staff thing because I don't think that's what the people who went there want. They just kind of want a hangout space. But you're not going to be able to bring your own food and things like that. So
that's true. Maybe you can bring your own beer.
No, I think they're going to have that full bar.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So.
Well, just don't fuck up the beer options. Don't give me,
Don't make High Life and Corona on draft.
In plastic cups. Like, fuck, don't do what West Fest did. And it was fucked up. West Fest was run by Empty Bottle, which...
Oh, that's weird.
So all the music acts were Empty Bottle. And I'm like, I like Empty Bottle. Why? Well, I know why, because Miller gave them the biggest check.
Yeah.
But, the drinks kind of sucked. I mean, you go to these local things because you want the local vibe, you know? If I wanted some, national shit, I'd go to Taste of Chicago at Millennium Park.
That's kind of strange that they didn't just give you the cans, because even at all sports games now, they're like, here's a can.
Yeah.
Back, like, what, 5-6 years ago, you couldn't take cans. They would just all, you'd always have to pour it in a cup.
Yeah.
I don't know what changed or what, maybe they were just like, this isn't worth our time to pour these in cups.
Just take it. Open it, because you have to open it because it can be a weapon if you don't open it.
Right.
So, but yeah, I'm surprised no can.
Yeah.
I didn't see the girl with the cowboy boots. Cowboy boots and a skirt. All time cowboy right there, bud.
All right, that's gonna do it for this episode. Make it over Revolution. Sure, they got some fun stuff on draft. All these are sold out. So if you miss them, you can get them on.
Be a good chance to try them there. Yeah,
you can even try it last year's.
They do have Cafe Supermassive and Mocha Supermassive.
Supermassive, got Supermassive too.
They're still on draft over there. Yeah, so I think it's weird because they're slept on as a barrel program, but I think it's the best barrel program in the city.
But the sad thing is, this starting means summer is drawing to a close.
That's true. Deepwoods starts, that means school will be back in session in another 4 weeks, and then it'll be fall.
Uh-huh.
But if we do fall right, we got some good times clear through November.
This can be fall weather today.
60,
70s.
I'm here for that. No mosquitoes.
Right.
I'm here for that.
Cicadas will be gone.
Fucking cicadas. The cicadas were heavy in the burbs because of the cicada.
The thing.
But now they're gone in the burbs. But now I hear them every night.
Yeah, now they're here. Now they're in the city.
Yeah. Shalanda's up in RP. She said she don't hear them at all.
Oh. She was in that sweet spot of no cicadas on both sides.
I hear them. They're loud as fuck. Mm-hmm. I saw one on my porch. He was doing a little... They move their tail back and forth.
Oh.
That's how they make the noise. Because I'm looking right at him. I'm like, oh, your little fucking...
Butt.
Your little noisemaker is your butt. It's like, you gotta go.
It's a crunch.
You gotta go, bud.
All right. Take care.
Cheers.